Hare Krishna. The cure for ritualism is not rejection of ritual, but infusion of emotion in ritual. Some people criticize rituals, especially religious rituals, saying that these are just mindless performances that people do for show, and they are irrational, they are pointless, and they feel best to do away with such rituals. However, rituals are simply facts of life. When we meet someone new in a formal setting, we shake hands with them. Shaking hand is a ritual. It is. If we analyze from a rational perspective, what is there in shaking hands that conveys cordiality, that conveys warmth, that conveys respect? No, it's a cultural way of reciprocating these things, and over a period of time that meaning is assigned to it. So we can't do away with rituals. Now it may happen that someone may shake hands in a very cursory way, have no interest in the other person, or may be shaking hands in the front and may be backbiting behind the person. Such handshakes are just ritualistic, are pointless, or they can be even hypocritical. But that doesn't mean handshaking itself has to stop. When people are meeting, rather than just making it a cursory, they can be cordial. They can be actually infusion of emotion. The same way, when we are connecting, the purpose of religion is to have practical activities that connect us with God. There are two, in spirituality, there are two aspects. There is philosophy and there is religion. Philosophy helps us to intellectually understand the higher non-material aspects of life. And religion gives us practices by which we can experience these non-material realities. So religious rituals are time-honored practices that enable us to connect with higher spiritual realities, and ultimately the higher spiritual reality, God, Krishna. So the rituals provide a structure and a trajectory for the progress of emotions. Now, if there are no emotions and there is no attempt to infuse emotions, then that is ritualistic and that can be pointless. But one needn't assume that there can never be any emotions and there can never be intelligence behind the reciprocation. So there is intelligence in understanding that there is life's higher spiritual side, and that needed a process by which we can connect with the higher spiritual side. But if we use our intelligence to understand that higher spiritual side using philosophy, and then with that intellectual understanding, we also guide our heart and infuse emotions, then rituals don't remain ritualistic. The practice of religion does not become ritualism. Rather, rituals become spiritual. The practice of religion becomes a means of inner discovery and inner transformation. The Bhagavad Gita talks about this in 9.13 and 14, when it says that how the great souls conduct themselves internally and externally. So 9.13 says, Mahatmanastu partha daivim prakritim ashritah bhajantyananya manaso gyatva bhutadimavyayam. These great souls, Mahatmas, Mahatmanastu partha daivim prakritim ashritah, internally they have taken shelter of the divine nature, they have taken shelter of God. Bhajanti ananya manaso, and their mind is fixed, focused in worshipping that absolute truth. Gyatva bhutadimavyayam, gyatva, they know him to be the absolute truth, to be beginningless, to be endless. And what happens? It's not just an internal conception. With this internal understanding of God's supreme position, he's beginningless, he's endless, he is the ultimate object of my devotion. With this understanding, then they don't just stay internal, but they also bring about external expression. 9.14 states, Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha drudavrataha namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. So they are constantly glorifying Krishna. So kirtan, somebody might consider to be a ritual, but here it is said that they are doing it always. And how are they doing it? Bhaktya, with devotion, with the infusion of emotion. So rather than recommending or insisting on the rejection of ritual, what we need is more of education and examples. Education of the higher realities with which rituals are meant to connect us, and examples of people who actually practice these religious activities in a way that they connect with the higher spiritual realities. And by such education example, ritual will become spiritual and will become a powerful means for self-discovery, self-transformation and self-enrichment. Thank you. Hare Krishna.